Well, I'm pretty sure that God seems to take great delight in our asking for wisdom. Is that something that you imagine is happening as well when we go to Him seeking wisdom? It brings joy to our Heavenly Father?
Yeah, you know, it's so cool. I never really thought of wisdom this way, praying for somebody to get better or this and that and the other. But praying for His wisdom is something I ask for His wisdom in making decisions, and I have done that regularly. But, you know, really, wisdom is the most important gift that God gives us. It is what pleases Him the most. And, you know, when King David was dying, I was reading this in Kings, you know, and he was about to die, and there was somebody else that wanted to be king, and he prayed for wisdom, and God showed him how to make his son Solomon king. So he was crowned ahead of insurgency. But then when Solomon was very young, and when the Lord came to him as newly crowned king, in a dream, he offered to grant Solomon one request. And this just makes for a great story, and it's true. But so Solomon, and how many of us have been asked the question, if you just had one wish, what would it be? And we all say to be a billionaire. But here, he asked Solomon to give him one request that God said he would grant. Solomon was young. He was inexperienced, but wisely chose a God's wisdom as his one request. Can you imagine? God's wisdom. And scripture says that God was pleased with Solomon's choice, and he received many wonderful things from God that he did not request. In his wildest dreams, he never thought he would receive what God gave him. And it says here, it pleased the Lord that Solomon has asked this, and God said to him, because you have asked this and have not asked for yourself lifelong riches or the life, you know, of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right. And behold, I now do according to your word. Behold, I give you a wise and discerning mind, so that none like you have been before, and you and none like you shall ever arise after you. I give you also what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that no other king shall be compared with you all your days. And if you walk in my ways, keeping my statutes and my commandments as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days. And you know, these were the good times of Solomon. These were the days when his heart was right. I mean, it is amazing. And realize, you know, if we end this story, we'll go on with this idea of wisdom, but God truly blessed him. But Solomon, again, though he had a wonderful relationship with God, he let the world influence him. He ended up with many, many, many wives. Obviously, he didn't live his life as God had chosen him to live it, and tragedy followed him during his bad days of reign. You know, those where he abandoned God, his faith in God, and went his own ways. But you see, when we are seeking God and his wisdom, how quick he is to want to bless us and bless anybody that truly wants his wisdom.
You know, it's always been remarkable to me where Solomon is concerned that, you know, God granted him this great gift of more wisdom than any of us has ever known. But in his later years, he didn't exercise that same wisdom. And God doesn't give us a gift, Nancy, without expecting us to put it to use. And initially, we do see that with Solomon, don't we? He did put the wisdom to use in the beginning.
He truly did. Remember the case of the two women who claimed to be moms of the same child, and where he threatened to kill it or cut the child in half, you know, and the mother cried out, no, 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 don't do that. Give the baby to this other woman just because she loved this child. She didn't want him killed. And so Solomon wisely in his judgment gave the child to the mother that cried out. But, he just had such everything that anybody would ever want. And if you notice in the end of Ecclesiastes, read that, he said in the end, God is the only one that matters. Walking with God, loving God. And he had it all. And he let the world influence him. Boy, this is a huge lesson to us. And, you know, God gives us a realistic perspective on life. He does when we have his wisdom. Our happiness comes when we walk with God and we live out what matters to God. So we're asking him continually for his wisdom, and he is pleased to give it to us. This is such a great reminder. I love studying this because it was a reminder to me, stop trying to figure everything out yourself. You know, every day we have the decisions to make, both little and the big ones, and they matter to God. And we think of God as being too busy to matter about things like that. No, he is not too busy. You know, they all matter to God. And this is why, as Christians, and I think we suffer here as a community, right thinking, good choices that honor God and his word will bring us godly success. Not big churches, not big budgets, not big whatever, but God, the right decisions, and the big and little decisions, they matter. And we are called to honor God. So we don't have to be a Solomon to receive wisdom. God makes it available to all believers. And this is huge. And like Solomon, we also have choices to remain in that relationship with God by seeking his wisdom. And obviously, Satan chose to abandon God and go his own way. So we see the blessing and the curse of this as well, because we just are people that are susceptible to our culture, to the lies of the culture. And James 1:5, again, if any of you lack wisdom, he should ask God, who generously gives to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. You know, growing in wisdom is the path of transformation from our fallen human nasty nature to the virtues in the image of God. It is light versus darkness here. And God gives us the ability to walk in light with him. The more insight we gain, the more we desire, the more God then can show us all areas where we can spread his grace and mercy. He is about us going into the world as he calls us to go, not we ourselves. And Ann Steiner's a writer and speaker, and she said this: wisdom sets us free from futility, meaninglessness, uselessness, emptiness, vanity, and from living in vain. It gives us an appreciation for everything that is true and noble, everything that is of God. And this is what she's talking about. Seek God, seek his wisdom, and then obey. I just think we get so distracted in the busyness and the craziness and the darkness of this world. God is saying there's a cure for that, and it's my wisdom. Ask me, and I will happily give it. Proverbs 3:13-18. Happy is the man who finds wisdom. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are those who retain her. Unlike Solomon, you see, this whole idea of we ask, hang on to it, live with it. Don't abandon it. As you see with Solomon's example, life can be very good with God in control and very scary and dark and when it's not. So for those of you who are looking for wisdom, looking for peace, ask God for wisdom. Get into his word and learn about him. And I guarantee you, your life will change. Mine did.
Well, I tell you, Nancy, you know, this is such an important part of who we are as Christians, because we have to simply live this Christian life, and without wisdom, we can go astray so far off course. Without wisdom, we don't know how to practice spiritual discipline. Without wisdom, we can't make good decisions that are honoring to God, because by default, like Satan, we will go away and we'll make our own wisdom. we will make our own decisions. And we see how that turns out, and we do not want to do that. So the counsel of many is important, and that's where wisdom can come from. That is such a great question. Really appreciate this one.
I agree. And you know, when you're not walking in the Word and you're a Christian, you're going to fall what sounds good. You're going to fall for what's going to make the biggest impact or bring in the most people or the most money or whatever. And it's going to make sense. It will make sense to you because of just simple human reasoning. And wow, this is such an important concept to realize. What sounds good when you're not walking with God is going to lead you to a dead end, into death. That just does not work. But Satan makes sure it looks good. I'll tell you that.
Well, if you want to find out more about the biblical worldview, I want to encourage you to go to anchorsaway.org. That's where you can go, or you can always swing by kellyandsteve.org under the resources tab. Click that right there. But either way, get yourself some wisdom and get on over there.